For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have a 50 different restaurants to choose
right.
from, and that greenway to walk on and run on, and all campus to, you know, exercise and take my walks and run. So I, you know, Athens is the vacation for me, guys.
I hear you. I took a cruise out of Miami about a month ago or so, and I don't have much experience in Miami at all, but what I could really take away, now granted I was on the boat traveling through, I guess, probably one of the more wealthiest regions of that city. But it looks like there's a level of sort of wealth that I can't shake a stick at when it comes to Miami. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I was over in that area near Coral Gables. I'd actually that, you know, but where these kids are from, I mean, you know, going to see Kenny McIntosh again today. We did a video with him yesterday, the running back. He's up there in Pompano Beach. I mean, you know, it's middle class America. I mean, it isn't all lifestyles of the rich and famous
right.
here any more than, you know, some of the, you know, great Atlanta suburbs represent, you know, what that whole city's like. So there's a mix. And, yeah, I mean, sure, it's tropical down here. It's hot. You know, you get a rental car like I've got where the air conditioning goes out on you halfway through. But, listen, man, I'm having a great time talking to Lawrence Cager and Kenny McIntosh, and I think the fans are going to enjoy the videos. I mean, these guys are – I don't want to call them sleepers, but – I'm surprised I hadn't heard more about them before coming down here and meeting them myself.
Let me ask you about each of those guys, and we're certainly looking forward to you posting the videos and everything you've done with Kenny McIntosh on DogNation.com, but what kind of guy is Georgia getting in that running back? He may not have been the top name on all the boards in all of college football recruiting, but this kid doesn't look like any slouch by any means when I look at his highlight reel.
Yeah, you know, he's every bit of the 6'1", 215. He's cut. You know, the last freshman I've seen that looked this impressive physically was Jamal Lewis. I mean, Kenny is, he's an amazing guy, man. I mean, he's an amazing guy. He's ranked 11th among the running backs, but, you know, I don't know what criteria that's based on. I know what I saw when I look at the video. He reminds me a lot of Le'Veon Bell. Now, obviously, you know, he's not nearly as accomplished, and he's got a long way to go. But for a guy that size to have the footwork that Kenny does, the ability to change direction, he moves well in the hole, he's got good vision. I think he needs to work on his home run speed, but, you know, Le'Veon did too when he was at Michigan State when I covered him there. So, but as far as the person, and, you know, he's got a couple older brothers, one that's playing in the NFL, another one played at Notre Dame, is transferring to Washington. The family gets it. They don't expect him to come in getting 20 carries a game. He's ready to play special teams. He's ready to be a part of the running backs room. I mean, I think he is golden. I'm really excited about Kenny McIntosh at Georgia. I think a lot of fans are going to be excited when this guy finally gets on the field.
You mentioned that running back room. We all know DeAndre Swift, Brian Harrion coming back again this year. A lot of high hopes, you know, all over the place for Zamir White. When you talk to Kenny McIntosh about that room, knowing that he's going to step into what's essentially a ton of competition, something he may not have had at the high school level, what kind of sense did you get about his attitude to go in there and earn playing time?
Well, he's from South Florida. There's a lot of competition.
Oh, absolutely.
Here.
I don't mean to discredit that at all. Right.
Yeah. No, well, it's the best high school football in the country. And the guys that he's working out with, I went to one of his workouts the other day and watched him. And, you know, there's a Florida senior receiver in there. There's a Florida State guy in there. I mean, he's surrounded by D1 guys. And competition is something that, you know, he believes, you know, is a positive, and his parents believe it. More importantly, you know, like I said, it's so important that his oldest brother plays for the Giants, played at Miami, and his next older brother played at Notre Dame, is going to Washington State. You know, dad's been through it. The family's been through it. So they understand, you know, that you may not get everything you want out of the gate. They also understand that having competition and splitting carries, you know, it's not a bad thing. And certainly George has proven that, you know, with, you know, Sony Michel and Nick Chubb and last year Holyfield and Swift. So that's not going to be an issue for Kenny at all. I don't think the guy's going to have many issues, to be honest. I think he's just got to get up to a collegiate level, cardio level when he gets into the running and things like that. But as far as lifting weights, I watched him work out for 2 hours, and when he finished, do a burnout on, you know, with 9 reps of 225 on the bench. So I'm telling you, this guy is well beyond whatever the ratings say. Put those ratings in the garbage.
Speaking with DogNation.com's Mike Griffith, live from Miami, by the way.
Turning the topic back to the guy you're down in Miami to see, Lawrence Kager, 6'5" guy, and me and Logan were talking about this earlier. Having him and somebody like a Matt Landers, who a lot of people are very high on, who's also 6'5", possibly having those two guys on either side of the field, how much is that going to be an improvement for this Georgia offense come fall time?
Wow. You know, I'm not ready to say that the receiving core will be an improvement after losing Mecole and Ridley and Godwin. I mean, those guys were pretty special. I do think Demetrius Robertson is ready to step up and play a valuable role. I think Tyler Simmons would have last year had he not injured his shoulder. But, you know, Lawrence is a guy. Actually, I was here to see Kenny first, and then I was fortunate enough to get in to see Lawrence about an hour south down there in Coral Gables. But Lawrence is, I mean, he's a grown man. I mean, he could just as easily be headed for the NFL. I mean, he is 6'5 and 215, and, you know, he is a commodity, and he is plugged in already and with Georgia. And, you know, I think he'll be in the top four in the rotation. I think he's better than Landers right now. You know, Matt had, you know, Kirby said it throughout spring that there was a consistency issue, and, you know, we saw it in the G-Day game. I mean, you can't. Catching half the balls isn't good enough. You know, I mean, Matt Ladner's made a great play, but he also had a couple balls go through his hands. You can't bat 500 and play receiver at Georgia. You can't drop half the balls. You ain't going to be on the field. Now, I'm not saying that Landers can't get better in the offseason, but, you know, you got a grown man coming in here to take his snaps. You got a guy who's got 1 year left before he goes to the league, a guy who, if he would have came out, would have got drafted. Could have picked any school he wanted to be a grad transfer at. He's coming to Georgia play. So, you know, young Matt Landers knows, you know, that a grown man's coming, you know, to play football at Georgia, and that's what Lawrence is. He's a grown man. He's got his business degree Friday from Miami. He's from Baltimore. He's got a real interesting recruiting history that I'll tell everybody about. And I think he's all the way back from the knee injury he suffered before his sophomore season. That kind of slowed him down. You know, he admitted when you've got a knee injury, it takes you a year to get over it mentally. And that's why I, you know, kind of tried to tell people to slow the roll on Tamir and not put so much pressure on him. But yeah, he's a grown man coming up there to play football this year. He's not coming to be a complimentary piece. He's coming to, you know, win a championship and get some snaps.
I was going to ask you, because the video you have on DogNation.com is a pretty impressive interview with the young man, and his mentality that he is a business – he has a business degree in hand. He has college experience, I guess, both on and off the field. But do you expect him, I guess, to walk in, not only be a leader on the field, but what can he bring to the locker room of a lot of essentially young, inexperienced guys up here in Georgia, even if they've been in Athens longer than Kager?
Well, you know, Lawrence has been through a lot. You know, he went through a head coaching change. He went through position coaching change. The offense changed. He's, you know, the quarterback situation, you know, you look at his numbers and, you know, he led the team with 6 touchdown catches and 17 and a half yards a catch, but he only had, I don't know, 20 or 30. The quarterback situation wasn't good at Miami last year. And, you know, what Lawrence brings is just what you said, a very business-like attitude. I mean, this is a business trip. Don't get me wrong. He made it very clear that he's always loved Georgia. He's always enjoyed Georgia. That was a school that was high on his list coming out, but they didn't have a scholarship available by the time he made his decision, you know. So, but he's going to bring that sense of urgency. I mean, he's got one shot at Georgia to get where he wants to be, to do it like he wants to do it, to win that championship, to improve his draft stock. And I think that's going to make a big difference. You know, J.J. Holloman hosted him when he was on his visit, and those two are already pretty tight. So, you know, Lawrence brings, like I said, he brings that grown man mentality into the room, and, you know, it's business. And I think Georgia players already have that focus, but I think you know, the appreciation that Lawrence already has, having a quarterback like Jake Fromm. I mean, he loves Fromm. He can't talk enough. I mean, all he talked about was Jake throwing this and Jake throwing that and Jake's catchable ball and Jake knowing where he wants to go with it. I mean, he has such a great appreciation for Jake Fromm and that Georgia offense. So it's going to be positive. Let me tell you, these two guys down here, there's a reason these classes rank where they rank. I mean, Kirby and his crew are recruiting some real impressive football players.
He mentioned James Coley is a big part of why he's going to Georgia, and I guess he recruited him down at Miami also several years ago. How vital is James Coley to that region that you're down there? How do they talk about James Coley in South Florida?
Well, I mean, Coley's got a great, you know, reputation among the high school coaches more than anything. It's not so much that the players know him, but the coaches know him. And, you know, and you're right, he did. He coached Lawrence his freshman year at Miami. So, obviously, you know, that's why Georgia was the first to call Lawrence Cager, because Coley said, hey, I coach this guy. Let's get him, you know. And Kirby also recruited him when he was at Alabama, by the way. So, you know, Cager's been on the radar for a while. He's already on the Senior Bowl watch list for this next year. But, yeah, I mean, Coley's relationship with the coaches down here is golden. And, you know, Coach Del McGee was down here recruiting Kenny his junior year. So, you know, Georgia has done a really good job recruiting this area. But what does that really mean? What that means is that when these players from South Florida go to Georgia, they have a good experience. Sony Michel, DeAndre Baker, Tyson Campbell, you know, and they report back. And a school gets a reputation just like anything else. And, you know, Georgia's reputation is golden. I mean, you know, Kenny McIntosh's brother went to Miami. So why isn't he staying home? Well, because, you know, he's heard about Georgia because he's impressed. And I'll tell a lot more of his story in these next couple of days.
Right. Speaking of commits, by the way, this just happened a couple of seconds ago watching the live feed. Tate Ratledge, the four-star offensive lineman, in Rome, has in fact picked Georgia over Tennessee. Sam Pittman getting another very highly ranked offensive lineman. Have you followed that at all, Mike? Are you touching the recruiting at all with Tate Ratledge? You know anything about him?
No.
Okay,
no,
that's fine. I know Jeffson. I know you're down in Miami. Jeffson tells all over.
I know that that's going on right now, and we've got Dog Nation's got people there. I'm still down here on this assignment, but. You know, I mean, is anybody really surprised
by
this?
No, not at all.
I mean,
that's the thing. It was going to be considered an upset if Sam Pittman didn't get his guy. The guy's just amazing what he's done for the Georgia offensive line. And I know you're down in Florida. We'll talk about Tate Ratledge in a couple minutes. But I wanted your take on one thing real quick. I know you're in Miami. A couple hundred miles north of you in Gainesville, there seems to be just a lot of bad smells coming from that campus right now. And since we talked to you last, it's even progressed much deeper with some decommits, some kind of sketchy stories. What is your take right now on the state of the Florida program and what's happening in Gainesville?
Well, I mean, you guys have seen it. Programs go through cycles. You know, things happen. Locker room, you know, chemistry is not a given. You know, when we talk about Georgia's great team chemistry, I feel like people just take that for granted, and that's not something to be taken for granted. I mean, that's something that, you know, coaches consider in the recruiting process. It has to do with, you know, a staff harmony. It has to do with the staff chemistry. It trickles down from there. It has to do with the players' buy-in to their coaches. They're willing to be accountable to one another. You know, and that's why, you know, with Georgia, you know, had that little spell this spring with guys that were, you know, and it wasn't, you know, major serious things. I mean, it was, you know, but when guys were having trouble, I mean, that was something Kirby took serious because he recognizes, you know, you got to keep your team on the rails. And that's a big part of being a championship program. And that's one thing that Kirby Smart has done amazingly well in 3 years to these Georgia players. And now even me being down here talking to Lawrence Cager and talking to Kenny McIntosh is, you know, as excited as they are to, you know, to put on the G and to go to the University of Georgia, they want to be around their teammates. They want to be around their coaches. They want to be around their family. And that's what Georgia has going. And it's just not like that everywhere. That is not something to take for granted. And all you need to do is, like I said, look at Florida. I mean, they finished last season really well. They finished last year in the top 10. You know, Mullen had some momentum going. probably, you know, ran his mouth when he shouldn't have, and it's almost like karma's coming back on him because, you know, you just can't take it for granted. It's a constant work in progress, and, you know, it's why Kirby and his staff work so hard to make sure that Georgia maintains that team chemistry, because you're seeing right now in Gainesville what happens when you don't have it.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for also reshuffling your schedule for us. And I guess my advice in Miami, if you see something is like a happy hour, half off, that still doesn't mean it's cheap.
Yeah. So no, man. This is a business trip for me, man. You know, I'll have plenty of time off later this summer, but right now I'm getting to meet the future of Georgia football.
Good
and
stuff.
I'm telling you guys, you remember Kenny McIntosh's name. This guy's going to be special.
I like it. Well, thank you so much for your hard work down there. You can read that at dognation.com and 960theref.com. So we appreciate all you do for us. And, again, thanks for the reschedule. We'll catch up with you again next Monday. Safe travels to you, sir.
All right, guys. Thank you. Have a great show.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Mike Griffith of dognation.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.